Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, May 2nd, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with last night's AEW Dynamite broadcast live on TBS from the Canada Life Center in Winnipeg, Manitoba. The show opened with a video of Tony Khan in a neck brace welcoming fans to the show, but the video was cut off by the Young Bucks, who stated that in Khan's absence, they were in charge. The Bucks also made their presence felt in the closing segment when they joined in on an attack on the returning Kenny Omega, hitting him with a V-trigger.
Oh no. No. Oh no.
What is wrong with these people?
Omega had made his return to AEW for the first time since stepping away to deal with his diverticulitis, but was jumped by Jack Perry and Kazuchika Okada. FTR came out to make the save to end the show. AEW World Champion Swerve Strickland appeared in the first segment of the show, calling out the Young Bucks during an in-ring promo. The Bucks announced that Strickland's challenger for Double or Nothing would be Christian Cage.
Well, how about we arrange the very best, perfect opponent for you at Double or Nothing?
Oh, and he happens to be one of the best Canadian pro wrestlers of all time.
He's a former champion like all of us.
And he's a guy who hasn't been around in a while, but I see him at the go position right now, and he's ready to meet you. Hit his music, guys, in 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, no.
I don't believe it. How about this?
Well, reading off the resume, my mind went to one place.
Yeah, right.
But we took a hard left, a swerve, if you will, Taz.
Cage jumped Strickland in the ring to end the segment. In title matches, Adam Copeland retained the TNT Championship over Buddy Matthews, and Chris Jericho retained the FTW Championship against Katsuyori Shibata thanks to interference from Big Bill. In other results, Serena Deeb defeated Mariah May when Toni Storm threw in the towel, Claudio Castagnoli beat Brian Cage by submission, and Samoa Joe squashed Isaiah Cassidy. Dynamite was immediately followed by AEW Rampage. In the main event, Willow Nightingale successfully defended her TBS championship against Sky Blue in what was billed as a Manitoba massacre. In other results, Jay White pinned Dante Martin, and Kyle O'Reilly beat Rocky Romero. In legal news, the pretrial hearing for Cash Wheeler on charges of aggravated assault with a firearm is set for Tuesday, May 7th, according to official Orange County, Florida court documents. The charge is a third-degree felony, and if convicted, Wheeler could face probation, up to 5 years imprisonment, and a possible fine of $5,000. The official trial is set to begin May 20th. The charges stem from an alleged case of road rage that occurred last July in which Cash Wheeler, real name Daniel Wheeler, was accused of brandishing a loaded firearm during an altercation while driving. Wheeler has pleaded not guilty to all charges. In WWE news, Eric Rowan has re-signed with the company, according to a report from Mike Johnson. Rowan had been a member of the Wyatt family but was released by WWE in 2020. There is no word yet on when he might make his official return. In ratings news, NXT Spring Break in addition this week drew an audience of 564,000 viewers to USA Network, which was down from last week's audience of 661,000, according to WrestleNomics. The rating in the 18-49-year-old demographic was a 0.14, down from last week's 0.20 rating. And in more All Elite Wrestling news, last March's Revolution pay-per-view at the Greensboro Coliseum earned a live attendance gate of over $1 million, according to numbers released yesterday by WrestleNomics. The show, which featured Sting's retirement, drew 16,118 fans, with 15,837 tickets sold. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the wrestling news podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.